Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you go out to dinner or you buy food in a supermarket and you will inevitably encounter all sorts of phrases aimed at implying how wholesome and environmentally responsible it is. But if an egg is labelled as free range, what exactly does that mean? If something is homemade, whose home was it made in? Paula McIntyre is chair of the Irish Food Writers Guild. Good afternoon, Paula.
Hello, Sean. How are you?
Are there a lot of phrases that we might encounter that actually don't mean anything?
So much of it. I mean, and this whole greenwashing thing where, you know, where advertisers paint something as being really good and healthy and wholesome. And actually, it's just a word. You know, it's just that they have these buzzwords. You alluded to them there. You know, another one would be local. I mean, what does that mean? You know, but this is like something, you know, it's local. You know, so I'm sitting now, you know, is that local? And there are all these things. And I just thought about it yesterday because we had our awards lunch and we have these lovely food producers like Higgins Butchers in Dublin and Smeam Black Pudding and Kerry and Murphy's Ice Cream, and they're all doing these fantastic products that are actually the antithesis of this, you know, where they it's something that they have these honest foods, they're pure, they are what they say they are. And then I got to thinking about the opposite of that, and that's, you know, what you see in supermarkets. Someone that really bothers me is sourdough. You know, because it's, okay, you get these supermarket like plastic bag wrapped sourdough, and you know, and to me, sourdough was like slowly fermented, and you know that there's been a wee bit of something added to it. It's not, you know, it's not the way it should be. I mean, it's still probably, there is probably sourdough in it, but this is the thing. It's all sort of this where there's this grey area where they sort of they're not breaking the law, Sean, but at the same time, they're sort of misleading their customers.
Okay, so say for instance, on that example, is there a generally accepted definition of what sourdough is?
Well, to me, I mean, I think it should be something that should be a sourdough starter, which starts with good flour and water, and then just, you know, you ferment it. And then again, it should be, you know, good flour and again, sourced from a, you know, from an ethical mill and, or, you know, properly produced and then fermented for a couple of days and then baked. And then you get that lovely sour taste, and then you sort of think, well, what are they putting in to give it that sour taste that's not, you know, not naturally fermented?
Oh, and so, and I did mention this thing, homemade. Certainly in the Republic of Ireland, that you're not allowed to make something in your home and then sell it to people.
Absolutely not. Exactly. And that is a very good point. And I think, you know, a homemade, you even get that in restaurants. Well, it's not, well, whose house is this? Because I'm sitting in a restaurant now and I'm having homemade, you know, homemade chips, but where are they, what home? And that's such a good point. And I think again, it's to give you that feeling of comfort and warmth and, oh, look, it's, you know, we've put some effort into it, but it doesn't actually mean anything. And in fact, it means the opposite of what it should do, because if you're making stuff at home and you haven't got the right, legislation or right ethics behind you, I mean, you could be done for it. So there is all that.
Yeah. And does free range mean, because in my mind, free range means that the chickens are out all day long, they're hanging out, mm-hmm, they're yakking to each other, they lay an old egg when they feel like it. It's that kind of a thing.
Well, that's the thing, but with free range, that's, again, a very broad stroke. So you could have, that could be the case, but legally it could be that they're all inside a hen house, and that there is a door there that can be opened at certain times. That will give you the tick box for free range.
Oh, so they'd be allowed out for an hour a day?
Yeah, not even if they have to go out. You just open the door, so that's the thing. Whereas, you know, if I want to buy good eggs, I know where I can go to buy good eggs. You probably do too. It's that wee farm where you can go down and you know that they've got hen houses and that they're, and you can see, I like to go to somewhere where I can see the hens running around.
Yes.
You know, And that's what you want. And I want them that they're not stamped. And, you know, I just want to go and buy a hen or buy an egg that's nearly still warm, you know, that kind of way. But that's the whole thing. And it's like, you can take something like, you know, cheese is another thing. You know, it's like vintage aged. I mean, what does that mean? You know, in a packet. Whereas, you know, if you go to a good producer, like we had Cashel Blue won an award yesterday, a Lifetime Achievement Award. They've been essentially making that cheese in the same way. Now, I know you can go get that cheese globally now, but it's made in exactly the same way as it was. I mean, they're not rushing it. And I think that's the thing, you know, if you get a nice piece of meat, that you're not rushing that piece of meat, that you're letting the animal, you're looking after the animal. Yes, it's going to cost you a bit more at the end. I'd rather have a slither of good meat than 2 pounds of some dung that I don't know where it's come from. You know, do you know what I mean?
Locally sourced dung probably wouldn't look too good on a menu. Paula, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Paula McIntyre there, who is chair of the Irish Food Writers Guild, as well, of course, as a chef herself and a producer of, I think, gin as well. She has her own gin.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.